the spiritual message of Islam.
His door is open no matter who you are. Just take the first step, you'll see it's not so far. If we all open our eyes to see, He is all that we need right now. And we can all come together somewhere, somehow.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-Aliyy al-Azim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين أجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف وجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره. Since this is month of Rajab, therefore today talk about one of the du'as of the month of Rajab. As you know, the late Sheikh Abbas Qummi in Mafatih al-Jinan mentions some of the du'as which are recommended by the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam to be recited in the month of Rajab. One of these du'as is
in every day of the month of Rajab, in morning, in noon, and also in evening, after the prayer, recite this dua. Ya man arjuhu likulli khair wa amanu sakhatahu inda kulli shar. Alhamdulillah, you are all familiar with this dua, but we need to reflect more on some of the beautiful ideas of this dua, inshallah. I have hope in God when it comes to good things. And when something bad happens, عند كل شر, which means when something bad happens, you understand the difference in the language? It doesn't say أرجوه عند كل خير. أرجوه لكل خير means to hope in advance for something good to happen. But آمن وسخطه عند كل شر means I feel safe with respect to the شر which has already happened. You understand the difference? There's a difference between arjuhu likulli khair, which is hoping in advance for something to happen, and amanu sakhatahu inda kulli shar means I feel safe with respect to something bad that has already happened inda kulli shar. So we make it very clear between us and God that we only hope good things to come from God to us. And if there is anything bad, it's not from God. It's from ourselves or from other people. It's not from God. And then, in addition to everything that God has given us already, we can expect more through three different ways. These three different ways are very beautifully mentioned in this dua. Sometimes we do something and God rewards us. This is the first scenario. But what we do is not comparable and proportionate to what He gives. يَا مَنْ يُعْتِ الْكَثِيرُ بِالْقَلِيلِ. You have done something, but what He gives is much more than what you have done. Not only in the first place He has given us all the things that we need to perform that little good thing, but even after that, the reward that He has is much more than what we deserve. So, imagine a father who gives his son some capital. He says, you know, start a business. So, his son starts a business. For example, he opens up a grocery shop. Then his father goes to the shop of his son and buys some good things, some goods from him. So the father, to encourage him and to help him so that his business, you know, goes well, not only he doesn't say, you are my son, everything you have is from me, your capital is from me, your education is from me, so I don't pay anything to you. You have to charge other people, not to charge me. His father doesn't say this. He says, you must charge me like a person that you don't know at all. So he says, I sell this, for example, 1,000 tuman to normal people. I want to sell you less. He says, no. You must give this to me in the same price that you give to other people. So he says, okay, I give this to other people, 1,000 tuman. So for you is also 1,000 tuman. Then his father gives him 10,000 tuman. Says 1,000 tuman is the price, but I want to give you 10 times more. Although it's his son, everything is from him, but he says, I want you to become rich. I want to help you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not only gives us everything so that we can do good things, all the tawfiq, all the guidance, our being, everything that we have to do good things, but when it comes to rewarding us, he is very generous in his reward. His reward is kareem, his reward is kabir, his reward is azim. No one can really limit the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Oh, what a wonderful world this would be if we all open our eyes to see. He is all that we need right now, and we can all come together somewhere, somehow. His door is open no matter who you are. Just take the first step, you'll see it's not so far. Down this road that holds all the answers. Open your heart to something greater. His holy book speaks pure and true, and always tells us what we must do. His last prophet was sent as a guide, an example by which we abide. There is salvation for those who seek to find the one and only source of peace and understanding of why we are here, who created us, who we must fear. So what a wonderful world this would be if we all open our eyes to see. He is all that we need right now, and we can all come together somewhere, somehow.
So, يُعْتَ الْكَثِيرُ بِالْقَلِيلِ. You bring little things and Allah will multiply that. مثل الذين ينفقون أموالهم في سبيل الله كمثل حبة أنبتت سبع سنابل في كل سنبلة مئة حبة. So one becomes 700. والله يضاعف لمن يشاء. Allah even multiplies that. So no one is rewarding and paying for what we do better than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You cannot find anyone more generous than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is يُعْتَ الْكَثِيرَ بِالْقَلِيلِ. You do little things and Allah multiplies. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us, as we are taught here in this dua, all the good things in dunya inshaAllah, and all the good things in akhirah, and inshallah to keep us away and to keep us, all our brothers and sisters and all people of goodwill in dunya, far from anything bad and unpleasant and dislike in dunya and akhirah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us what He knows He has. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us, not because we are good people, not because we deserve. No, just because He is so generous, He is so kind, so merciful, that He gives to His servants without expectation. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive all our sins and to keep us far from His punishment, inshallah. May Allah, inshallah, bring peace and prosperity to people of the world by inshallah, quick reappearance of Imam Zaman, Ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. May Allah make our Imam Zaman, inshallah, happy and pleased with us. May Allah give us tawfiq to serve our Imam Zaman before and after he comes. May Allah forgive all the marhumin, especially those who belong to the brothers and sisters here, our parents, our foreparents, our teachers, our ulama, our maraja, the late Imam Khomeini. May Allah send his rahmah to all of them and enable them to be with Muhammad and Ali Muhammad. May Allah heal all the brothers and sisters who are ill. And may Allah make the last moment of our life the best moment of our life. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillah rabbil alamin.
Farshi turab yadunni wa huwa ghita'i hawli ar-rimal talaffuni bal min wara'i wal ahdu yahki dhulmatan fiha ibtila. والنور خط كتابه أنسي لقائي أنسي لقائي والأهل أين حنانهم باعوا وفائي باعوا وفائي وفائي والصحب أين جموعهم تركوا إخائي تركوا إخائي إخائي والمال أين هناؤه صار ورائي والاسم أين بريء